down the road.
Thank you, my friend, and we'll talk soon.
Thanks, Mike.
The Rock, 106.9 WCCC. We are winding it down. And wow, it's a lot quieter in here now all of a sudden.
Close. We booted a bunch of people. They're all drinking outside.
Stephen Wayne was like my bodyguard. He's like, everybody out.
He commanded the situation and he took control.
Those of you listening now, you hear that voice. It's very familiar. You might think you're listening to Light 100.5 FM. What do you guys call yourselves now?
It's Light 100.5 WRCH.
Oh, look at that. Mary Scanlon, how are you?
Hi.
And next to you, Cozy is here.
And next to me, to my right,
Slave Boy.
Yeah. We can call him Curdy or Slave Boy.
Slave Boy.
Right.
I remember the first time we brought a band in here to see Pacozzi and Slave Boy, and that band was Seven Dust.
Wow.
And the lead singer of that band is LeJon Witherspoon, and we brought him in, and I said, this is Pacozzi and...
How'd that go?
I said, LeJon, his name is Slave Boy. And he goes, what?
He said, what's that now?
Right. Oh my God, that's the best story.
He goes, it's, you know, whatever. It's,
what's that now?
It's 1999. How do you have a guy named Slave Boy? And I said, well, you know, Pacozzi probably named him. I don't know.
It happens. Yeah. The first time I saw Slave Boy was at Limp Bizkit in New Britain.
Sting?
The Sting.
What a great venue.
He was on stage. I was like, really? That dude's name is Slave Boy? He's okay with that?
I can't tell you how many times I had to explain the history of Slave Boy. I go, first, he's white. Second, he was a boy and he was running around doing stuff for us. So we just called him Slave Boy.
Yeah.
We're sorry.
Get a coffee, booking guests.
Now you've got to answer to people.
You know, you've got a different name, though, or at least you did for a while.
Mr. Joaquin.
Yeah, over at ESPN.
Right.
What is it?
It was Joaquin. I was on with Mike and Mike until recently. The Where Are They Now kind of portion of the program. Thank
you. I can't wait.
But, a lot of fun over at the Worldwide Leader. No.
Is there a place we can all go to hang out, all of us unemployed radio people? I know you're still employed.
Well, yeah, you know what? Let's try.
No, now that I think about it, because you and I are the only ones unemployed.
That's right.
Yeah, because Curdy and I totally have jobs.
Right. Why don't we start a Bitter Radio People podcast, and they'll come over to my house. All the equipment's all set up.
Why not?
I was doing that with Kevin. We were starting the podcast going.
Kevin, let's bring him up for a second.
Kevin the afternoon guy.
I was nervous that we weren't going to get a minute to mention K-Tag.
He's been mentioned off and on throughout the afternoon. And,
he should
be. Absolutely. I mean, I've known Kevin since, I don't know. Since 243 South Whitney Street, so what year that was, I don't know.
Sure. Yeah.
He got fired by Ron Dresner because he thought Kevin stole a John Mellencamp CD.
He probably did.
And I remember...
He used to take toilet paper out of this building.
That's the story, right?
That guy probably took it.
So, as I remember it, I remember Ron's like, I think that guy's stealing from us. And I said, I don't know, man. Maybe. I don't think so. So Ron said, I'm going to find out. And he put two copies of Lonesome Jubilee by Mellencamp in the in the wall. And he goes,
steal that.
If there's one left tomorrow, Kevin took it. The next day, apparently, for some reason, there was one left. Kevin, you're fired.
Yeah, that's great. Well, it wasn't his first time.
That is insane.
Right?
Yeah. Yeah.
Kevin's a good human being who we love to death, and he's worked at a lot of radio stations. But when he came here, man, I just have to tell you that I knew Kevin before I ever worked at WCCC. Kevin and Curdy, Slave Boy, and I were friends, and I did everything I could to show up at a CCC show. Man, I worked mornings at New Haven and in Danbury, an hour away, and I would show up at CCC shows.
And you'd
shows.
Be at the Webster shows.
Like at midnight, I'd be wailing shots and be like, yeah, I love
first time
song.
I ever met Mary was at the Webster, and I said, don't you do a morning show?
And I was like,
I do.
I love this music, and I love CCC, and I hope I can work there someday. And I would go to shows, and I'm just like, man, they got to hire me someday. And sure enough.
Someday came,
and I was lucky enough to find my way in.
And lucky enough to work with Sebastian.
Yeah.
Let's move on.
And I was lucky enough to get fired and then rehired 5 minutes later.
Right.
And it was good.
Unbelievable.
And you know what? This is the only station in the world and the only job in the world that you can imagine getting fired from and taking a 25% pay cut and being like, oh, I want to come back and work. And if you want to hire me 5 minutes later, I'm going to come back and work for you because I just want to live and bleed and breathe and... be everything that's CCC.
Mm-hmm.
And even after I got fired again, like maybe a year later.
Now, who fired you at that
Pacozzi
time?
Fired me the first time.
Oh, stop it.
I brought it up.
Pacozzi totally fired me first time.
You know it wasn't me.
And the second time I got fired on vacation. I got pulled in from vacation and got fired.
Vacations
but you know
are
what?
Not good in radio.
And I'm going to tell you something. if they came 2 weeks ago and asked me if I wanted to get hired again, well, maybe not 2 weeks ago, but like a year ago, I would have been like, yeah, because this station gives you a something, a certain something that you have friendships that you can't describe.
The first time she got fired, I hired her back like 20 minutes later.
But really, yeah, isn't that a sick story? That's a sick story. You get fired and 20 minutes later, you're back on again. But I have friendships.
We've reconsidered.
Yeah, we reconsidered. We want you back. But I have friendships from before. I was 19 years ago. I was Karen Stone.
Karen Stone.
Yeah. No, think about it. My name was Karen Stone.
All right, don't get so mushy now.
Ron Dresner was like, listen, I think your name should be Jay Raven. You should be Stacey X. You're Dawn Steele. And I think Sharon Stone's pretty important. You should be
Somebody
Karen
just got
Stone.
Pregnant during the break.
Yeah, exactly. So Ron Dresner gave me my first radio name ever in my life. And I was like, wait a second. What about the girls I went to high school with? I want them all to know what I'm doing now.
That is important.
It didn't happen. But I was Karen Stone first on CCC when I was 21 years old.
Wow.
I'm a little bit older now, but I've made some great friends here. And I think that people need to understand that every time you called in the station, you were like, Pantera, I want you to play Pantera. And every time you were like, Stephen Wayne, you guys don't play enough metal. You guys don't understand. We all wanted to do that for you. We wanted to play every single song ever.
And we were blessed with a boss that let us play metal. And that's the key of what this is all about. We were blessed with enough people to give us what we wanted and to do what we wanted to do and to do what the people wanted us to do.
We did what we could.
Until they threw me out. Then they threw Corolli out.
Then they threw all of us out.
Yeah. We did what we could.
The fact of the matter is, you guys, listeners out there, listen to me right now. When we say we love you, we love you.
Absolutely.
We love you.
There's some that I don't love.
There's a couple that just wanted prizes. But
I tried to love a lot.
But we loved you. And every time you called in, we loved you. And every time you requested a song, we wanted to play it. And every time we met you out someplace or you chanted CCC at a show when we were on stage and you were chanting CCC, we love you. We loved you. You made...
I love you now.
We love you now.
Every time, ladies and gentlemen,
give it up for yourself.
The king. Give it to the king.
Wow,
the king.
This is about WCCC, and what I will say that falls in line with what you're saying. I think the moment that kind of crystallizes that for me is the last time I was on a stage doing a stage announcement, and that was our Christmas Chaos show.
Yeah.
And I was at the Oakdale Theater in Wallingford, and it was heavy because I didn't know it was going to be the last time I was going to be on the stage, but it was the day after Sandy Hook.
Yeah.
And I should bring up the audio, but I'm not that tech savvy to do it that quickly. I don't know if we have time either. We got 11 minutes, 10 minutes.
They're going to cut us off, man.
No, we're good. So, I remember taking the stage and just the things that were said on that stage that night came about because of the Sandy Hook tragedy and all that stuff. And we were just trying to just feel good again. But it could have been any show that we did that at, you know, where I had everybody just turn to each other and just hug the person you're with. Because you just don't know, you know?
Yeah.
And beyond that, we were... Mairéa gets mad when I say a brotherhood because she says, that's so macho. But, you know, but we're brotherhood, sisterhood.
Masculine.
We were a family. Clonk's already crying, so I can say family.
Listen, you know? Real.
Half the people in this room are crying.
It's real. It's family. It's real. And I was scared all week I'd cry. I talked to you. I texted you at 1 o'clock in the morning. I'm like, I'm going to cry because you have a friendship with these people. And I don't think you don't get it.
Mike, what is your favorite moment?
We love you.
What is your favorite moment? What is the moment that encapsulates 28 years of being at this radio station?
They're all good moments.
It's almost impossible to choose. I mean, I'm not kidding.
I wish Kevin was here, man, to tell you a story. I wish K-Tag was here to tell you a story.
What is Mike Caroli's one synopsis of 28 years?
Mike, you know he's not going to stop.
Say something great.
You're gonna run out of time.
Give it to me. Give it to me.
That sounds awful.
Right. Not out of
Listen
context.
To me. So I really don't know. I mean, 28 years for me, 40 years for the station. It's impossible for me to choose
because you've been doing this
forever. How do you choose a moment? I mean, there's a million moments. There really are. So to choose one is It's next to impossible.
Listen, let's just all say collectively that I think about a lot of moments that I've been here, and I think a lot of moments that I was a listener and just a regular person on the street, and I was listening to this station when it was on South Whitney, and I delivered, oh my God, I delivered a pizza to somebody when I worked at a pizza place.
That was me, by the way.
No, it wasn't. But I think about all the moments I had at CCC, and I think about that it's just part of your life, and it's part, you're part of a family, and it's more than that. And Mike Rowley, you're my scarecrow.
What does that mean?
You're my scarecrow.
Let's just say that you've been
between 10
and 2 for every day.
I could count on that. He's my scarecrow.
Every day we could count on you from 10 to 2.
You're the person I'm going to miss the most. You're my scarecrow.
You are WCCC Mike Rowley.
Scarecrow.
When Dorothy goes in the Wizard of Oz, she's like, I'm going to miss you the most. He's the
standback. We got it. We figured it out.
We mentioned the film.
We understand. Wizard of Oz.
Shut
we get it.
I'm trying to cut her off. Shut his microphone off.
I love you, Connecticut.
You're the best.
I love you.
Hard
cut her off.
I am still confused.
Caroli, I know the best. I know the best moment. The best moment was the very first night in this room when we had all the hope in the world that we're going to kick Hartford's ass. We're number 3. We're going to be number 1. And we never actually believed that we would make the other two stations change formats and we'd be the only rock station. That moment of hope that came true would have to be the best moment.
I would agree.
Caroli. Mike Caroli, everybody.
Okay. I would agree. All right, we got to play some commercials for some reason, and we will say goodbye next.
Here's what's going on for Friday, August 1st, 2014. At the Funny Bone Comedy Club in Manchester, it's John Henton at 7:30 and 10 p.m. Dinner is available. 21 and over, visit funnybone.com. At McKinnon's Irish Pub in Hartford, $3 Heineken and Amstel Light with music by Rob Blaney. At the Shamrock Pub and Grill in Waterbury, it's the party cover band Spunk. And at Sunset Ribs in Waterford, it's Brandon and Company, live at 6 p.m., followed by Dr. Evil Genius. I'm Steve Forney, and that's What's Going On. For more information, visit WCCC.com.
Warning the loss of WCCC? Check out the new sound of 102.9 BRC. Classic hits of the 70s.
Welcome to the hotel.
The new sound of 102.9 DRC. Classic hits of the 70s, 80s, and more.
Geico Motorcycle presents.
This portion of our CCC celebration is brought to you by the new 102.9 DRC. Classic hits of the 70s, 80s, and more. Play us out, Johnny.
Join us for the Hamden Art.
The new sound of 102.9 DRC. Classic hits of the 70s, 80s, and more.
WCCC-FM Hartford. Classic rock. 106.9.
All right, so the time is here, and
I love you guys.
Love you to death.
I love you, man.
I love you, man.
All right, we're going to run out of time. Listen, we're going to run out of time, and I really didn't even prepare anything because I've been so busy editing all these interviews and airing them. I haven't had time to think about this. So it's unprepared. I hope nobody's offended if they were left out of today's broadcast. Somebody say something.
Ah, man, Caroli, you say it. You say it.
Yeah.
I needed
to
know.
Do it.
All right.
Own
so,
it.
I love everybody that I've ever worked with. I love all the listeners. I love all the bands we ever worked with. Man, this is heavy.
Come on, Mike.
Do it.
I just thank everybody for listening, whether it's to me or Raven or Picozzi, Mary, Slater, Stephen Wayne. Everybody in between, Litch, Rick and Suds, you know, whoever the hell was on the air, Sebastian, everybody. Howard Stern, of course, you know, and just everybody who's ever spent 1 minute of time listening to this radio station over the last 40 years. We thank you. We were one of you. We are one of you. When we go to concerts, we go because we're a fan, just like you are. And Man, I don't know how I'm ever going to top this, but somehow I will. So, all right, let's.
Yeah!
So everybody was asking, what song are you going to go out with? And man, I had so many swimming in my head, and there's probably many that are better than this one. I don't know, you know, I was thinking of something to remind you from Stain, but then we're all just going to cry. And I just figured, you know, this station's best reputation is just being the badass rock station.
Yeah! Yeah!
Right to the end. Nothing more badass than this song. As all of us in this room and everybody who's ever put on a WCCC t-shirt or attended one of our events, it's time for us to walk.
Yeah! Yeah! Yeah!
We love you!